This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
And streaming live all across America. This is Home Talk USA with Michael King, where we will discuss topics pertaining to your home with industry-leading experts. Michael King is a licensed general contractor with more than 30 years of experience in home improvements and the author of Contracting with the King. Join us this hour for our segment, Invent America, with your co-host, the inventor lady, Rita Crompton. Discover what's next in the home improvement industry and explore new products and innovations. Or if you have that next great big idea, learn what it takes to bring your invention to the world as Michael King and Rita Crompton talk to America's inventors and innovators. Remember, the America of tomorrow is being invented today. We invite you to visit us at HometalkUSA.com, one of the best resources for home improvement information around today. Your best life begins with your best home, and there's no place like Home Talk. That's HometalkUSA.com. And now, we proudly present Invent America from the number one home improvement radio program in the country, Home Talk USA, with your host, the Cajun contractor, Michael King, and his co-host, the inventor lady, Rita Crompton.
All right, welcome America. That's right. Welcome to Home Talk USA right here on the Genesis Communication Radio Network at GCNlive.com. This is the Invent America Show, part of the Home Talk USA family, where we talk about the, well, basically the products of the future here on this show, and the young developers and manufacturers and entrepreneurs, and that's trying to bring these products to market. Hey, we're just trying to help them. And I'd like to welcome my co-host, the inventor lady herself, Miss Rita Crompton. Hey, Rita, how been your week?
It's still Monday. It's just getting started. So, you know, the week that leads up to, you know, our show on Saturday are always so busy. It just amazes me how fast, you know, the Saturday rolls around for the show and we're busy, you know, Monday through Friday getting it lined up, which is really exciting because, you know, we've got so many different topics and inventors out there who listen to the show, and they're able to go back and look on in our archives and say, okay, I need this topic now. And what we're providing to them is exactly what they need, is good information when they need it, and it's free.
And not only it's free, but you break it down so eloquently. It's like it's this big puzzle. You have all these pieces all over the place. It's confusing. Some of the pieces look the same. It takes a long time to try to put it into the puzzle. But at the end of the day, you got to sit back, take all your pieces, and then eventually, if you listen to this show, then you can start putting these pieces of the puzzle to make the puzzle make sense and be completed. And what I mean by completed is, hey, it's ready to go to market. Does that make sense?
Absolutely.
I'm trying to do an analogy here.
Every time I talk to someone, they give me an idea for another show. Because they're sharing then the challenges that they've had. And so between our inventors who, you know, have solved problems, you know, we're able to help the new inventors, and then our service providers, our sponsors, you know, they tell us what they need and what they're looking for. And it's a wonderful combination of, you know, information that we are able to provide to all of the inventors out there who haven't taken the first step or in the early stages. And it's great because the experienced inventors help the new inventors. So
that's
we're
right.
Able to just, you know, get the information out there to them. And it's hard. It's a hard path.
Well, what I want to do next week, write this down. What I want to do next week is in the first segment where we talk about the show, the upcoming show. I wanted you to take a time for our sponsors of Invent America, and I want to give them a big shout out next week. And let's explain to our audience next week about our sponsors and the products that they offer. Let's do that next week, okay?
Okay. All right. That sounds good. We've got some great sponsors, so I'm sure that they will appreciate that, that, you know, stand up and hurrah.
Yeah, I want to do that next week. But, hey, tell us about the show this week, though.
Well, the show today, we had a gentleman, one of our friends from the North, all right, had said that, you know, I filed a patent in the U.S. He filed in Canada, and he filed in the U.S. And so we were talking then, you know, some about the strategies of, you know, why you file internationally in different countries. So, you know, I thought it would be a really good time for us to talk about, you know, those strategies, because there's a couple of things that will encourage someone to copy your invention. One is that you can't fill orders, and the other one is you can't fill the orders at a price the consumer is willing to pay for them. So it gives someone incentive to, you know, infringe on your patent. But there are strategies that go into that that make it more of an issue that you look at, say, all right, so this gentleman, he knows that the U.S. is going to be his major market, even though he lives in Canada. So he filed here. You know, some people say, well, I know I'm going to be manufacturing in Mexico, so I'm going to file there. You don't file in every country, but you look at the strategy of why you're filing in different places. And years ago, I had two gentlemen. They were partners. They filed in the U.S. because that's where they lived, and they filed in the EU. Spain became their major country of selling. They packed up their families and moved. But if they hadn't filed internationally, they would have lost that opportunity.
Wow, I didn't realize that. That could happen. So, wow.
Yeah, very, very interesting. And you know, sometimes by the time an inventor gets to the point of, well, I filed my non-provisional in the U.S., and they're talking to their attorney, and their attorney says, oh, billable time. You know, if you file internationally, you know, it's going to be tens of thousands of dollars. That's not exactly true. What they see is billable time. And, you know, if you're being frugal, there are certainly better ways to deal with that.
Yeah, that's a real good point. Real good point.
And so today we are going to be talking to our friend from the North, Daniel Furek. He has got a very cool product. And then we're going to be talking to Tim Hewlett. He's U.S.-based, but his product is going to have major applications internationally. So he filed internationally. And then we've got one of our registered patent attorneys who's going to be on, who's going to be talking about, you know, some of those strategies and why you would file, you know, say, not worry about it, or you say, no, I think I need to at least consider it. You know, it's one thing if I tell an inventor, it's like I was talking to another lady, it's like, have you filed internationally? And she said, no. And I go, there's a time frame. It's one thing for them to say, I've considered it and I decided no. Or it's like, are you kidding me? I missed it 2 months ago.
And you're right. The copyright laws, patent laws are different internationally than what they are in the United States. So you need to check your international domicile to find out what is the law. And that's why you listen to this show, right?
That's right. That is right. You know, it's like in the U.S., you know, if you miss a filing date, you can generally pay enough money to buy your way out of it with the USPTO. The international dates are firm. They are written in stone. You cannot buy your way out of it. And so for a lot of inventors, they don't realize that if they miss that date and they didn't know about it, they may have made different business decisions if they had known about it.
Yeah. Wow.
So that's what we look at, is giving them the information so that they can make the business decision that's best for them.
Well, Rita,
it's different for everybody.
Well, we got to pay some bills, Rita. You know what that's about now, right?
I do. Yes, I do.
Yeah, you was a guest for years, and hey, you're actually putting this show together. So now you realize that, well, it's a little bit more in detail trying to put one of these radio shows together and come up with a weekly content. But, hey, stay tuned right here. We're going to be right back with our first guest, first topic, along with the Invent Lady herself, my sidekick. This is the Invent America Show on the Home Talk USA Radio Network. Yay! Y'all come back now, you hear? We'll be right back.
Attention all Home Talk USA radio listeners. Are you an organic gardener? Finally, there's a fast-working and effective all-organic insect control available from Bonide. Bonide's Captain Jack's Dead Bug Brew is the answer to all your garden insect problems. Captain Jack's works two ways, on contact or when the insect feeds. This will ensure that your insect problems are over. Captain Jack's controls all types of insects, including caterpillars, beetles, spider mites, borers, and more. Use it on vegetables, flowers, berries, trees, shrubs, and fruit. Captain Jack's all-organic insect control is available in easy-to-use dust, liquid concentrate, ready-to-use, and ready-to-spray containers with built-in spray applicator. Pick up some Bonide's Captain Jack's Dead Bug Brew today at your local neighborhood garden center, hardware, or feed stores. Or just visit Bonide.com. That's Bonide.com to locate a retailer near you.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Welcome back to Home Talk USA with Michael King. Do you have questions about your next home improvement project or home repairs? Now you can chat with verified home repair and home improvement experts in just minutes. Get the help you need by visiting HometalkUSA.com, one of the best resources for home improvement information around today. Your best life begins with your best home, and there's no place like Home Talk. That's HometalkUSA.com. And now, back to Invent America from the number one home improvement radio program in the country. Home Talk USA with your host, the Cajun contractor Michael King, and his co-host, the inventor lady, Rita Crompton.
Yay! Welcome back. That's right. This is the Invent America Show, part of the Home Talk USA radio network. Rita, I tell you, we got a jam-packed show, and let's just get right into it. Who's our first guest?
Our first guest today is Daniel, and Daniel, if I say this wrong, I am really sorry, Diriak. He is the inventor of Expandy, and Daniel lives in Canada. He is one of our friends to the north, experience in aerospace and medical devices, has several different products out there, everything from hand tools and motorcycle accessories to his newest one, which is a space-saving piece of furniture. So, Daniel, thank you so much for being with us today. And, you know, one of the things that we're talking about is, you know, you live in Canada, you filed there, but you also filed in the U.S. So tell everybody what Expandy is, because it's very cool. And then I'll ask you some more questions.
Yes, hi, Rita. Thanks for having me. Yes, I'm in Canada, and I have many ideas, but this is the closest that I've been to bring it to the market. It's a new space-saving idea that transforms an armchair into a love seat and then into a sofa. And everything is contained inside. So,
for our audience listener, it's like a dining room table that expands and you add, you know, in this case, it expands out and you would have to add the pieces to it. But yours is all self-contained, which is really amazing.
Yes, I was frustrated by the space taken by the sofa, but I saw that there is a lot of space inside the sofa. So I actually designed all the mechanisms and the storage space to have everything included inside. So you don't need extra storage space. You have everything in the armchair. You don't need any tools, and it takes 30 seconds to actually expand or retract.
That is amazing. We can't wait to see it. So you live in Canada. You filed there, but you also filed in the U.S. Explain to our listeners, because this is what we're trying to share, is that value of the international filings. Why did you file in the U.S.?
Yes. So first, U.S. is the biggest market, especially for furniture. And the patent protects your idea in the country where the patent is granted. So in order to protect my idea in the United States, I had to file a patent for the United States. But I also apply in Canada, and I'm patent pending in Europe, especially because the functionalities that I design, it's made for small spaces, for condos, for tiny homes, for kids' room, everywhere where you need space, but also comfortable sitting.
Right. It makes a difference. And when you think about all the different places where you could use something like that, you know, you've got a hospital room now where someone's sitting there, but they decide that, you know, their loved one is going to be, you know, admitted to the hospital. So now that they can expand it, they could actually sleep on the sofa.
Yes. So this is just the first product, and I have a manufacturing in Europe with great quality. We are going to show it to High Point Market in the States. October 14 to 18, but it's this is first product. I'm looking also to expand to multiple products that use this functionality, because there is nothing like that from what I've seen. You have a sofa that transforms into a bed, but I don't have guests that sleep overnight. I want to have friends to have a chat on the evening to watch a game. So this actually gives me the comfortable sitting that I need. And then I can have my space back in 30 seconds. The guests don't even reach the car, and then I have the space back.
Yeah, I mean, that makes so much sense. If you're in a, you know, an office, and now all of a sudden you've got three people show up for a meeting, you can expand the seating space. If you're in a college room or, like you said, a tiny home, there's a lot of places that you would be able to use this expandable furniture, and it makes so much sense, especially where, you know, we've got so many living spaces now that are condensing and getting smaller. So what is your next step? You said you're going to a show. What show are you going to, and where is it?
It's High Point Market Show. It's, I think, the capital of furniture. It's my first time being there, and I'm very excited because this is totally not my specialty, furniture, but I'll be there to present my idea with the manufacturer. It's Istikbal. It's a Turkish company, one of the biggest manufacturers in Europe. And then we're going to present it and bring it to the market. So we are looking to retailers that are interested in this to actually place some orders and bring it to people that they need this, because we need to show that there is a new option. This option doesn't exist. It's totally new.
So is your goal then to set up manufacturing yourself, or is it to license it to one of the existing furniture companies?
Well, I have multiple ways. I'm actually looking to bring it to as many people as possible, and this could be licensing. This is manufacturing, because I have a manufacturer that actually made this prototype and is ready for production right now. So they're ready to take orders and bring it to people.
Excellent. I think it's wonderful that, you know, you've got a variety of experiences. Not every inventor does. And so for them, that, you know, I need to license this because I can't really go into the startup mode of manufacturing myself. You've got a good broad experience. And so tell our inventors a little bit about, you know, some of the experiences you've had.
Well, I started with this idea for furniture in 2015, and it wasn't easy. I didn't have any contact. I didn't have any knowledge. I had zero experience in furniture, but I had this crazy idea of, hey, I can take this and expand it. So I built a prototype in my garage. I had a company interested in, and they built, but they couldn't sell it because it's something so new that some people were afraid that they cannot sell it because nobody knows about it. And then I had a company in California that licensed this idea, but they couldn't bring it to the market because they couldn't market it well. So
Well, you hear the music going. We have got to go and pay some bills and thank our Genesis Communication Network so much.
Great.
So, Daniel, thank you, and we will get pictures of your product up there. Thank you.
Yes. So the website is expanded with an iPad furniture.
Okay. Thank you.
I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
USA News update. Palestinians in northern Gaza are fleeing in a mass exodus after Israel gave 24 hours notice for more than 1 million residents to leave before an expected ground offensive. Hamas has vowed to fight to the end and told residents to stay. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says Israel has only just begun to retaliate for last week's attack by Hamas. Reuters reports one of their video journalists were killed and 6 other journalists were injured in southern Lebanon when they were hit by missiles fired from the direction of Israel on Friday. GOP House members have put forth another name to be Speaker.
Ohio Congressman Jim Jordan has been selected as the Republican nominee for Speaker of the House. The decision was made in a closed-door meeting Friday afternoon. To secure the Speaker's position, he will need to garner a minimum of 217 votes from his own party during the floor vote in the House.
John Schaefer reporting. I'm Jeremy Scott, USA News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
USA with Michael King. Do you have questions about your next home improvement project or home repairs? Now you can chat with verified home repair and home improvement experts in just minutes. Get the help you need by visiting HomeTalkUSA.com, one of the best resources for home improvement information around today. Your best life begins with your best home, and there's no place like Home Talk. That's HomeTalkUSA.com. And now, back to Invent America from the number one home improvement radio program in the country, Home Talk USA, with your host, the Cajun contractor Michael King, and his co-host, the Inventor Lady, Rita Crompton.
Hi, everybody. Thank you so much for being with us this afternoon. And if you would like to see what is going on, please follow us on InventAmerica.info. If you have a particular question, you can find all of our topics listed on InventAmerica.info, or you can go to InventorLady.com and click over to the radio show. Today we're talking about international filings. Our next guest is Tim Hewlett. He is the inventor of IllumiLadder. Tim was with us at the trade show last year, and this was just an amazing product. Everybody was real excited to see it, and Tim works in his field of expertise. Tim, thank you so much for being on with us today. Please tell everybody about IllumiLadder.
Well, it was a product that was needed in the construction industry mainly. We ended up in places when the first part of the construction was going on where there wasn't enough lighting, and we were trying to set up lights and fight for cords to put lights up, and it was out of need because I tried to find one to buy, and we would put stuff on tripods and everything else trying to get lighting in there, and we just ended up coming up with this ladder and putting strip lighting on it and use a cordless tool battery to supply the power to it. That way you're not dealing with plug-ins and dragging cords around through. Sometimes there's water on the floor and different things, and it's just dangerous. And we came up with this out of basically a need for it. And
that's one of those examples of necessity is the mother of invention.
Exactly. Yeah.
No kidding. So, well, you have filed actually patents in several different countries. Tell us where you have filed, and then explain to us the why and strategy really going behind that.
We initially were working with a ladder company that had overseas sales, and they encouraged us to do it. We had a contract with them for a short period of time. It was just a letter of intent. So we ended up filing patents in Europe and Mexico and Canada. We got the Canadian patent early on, And the U.S. patent was the first one we got, and in Canada, and we filed in Mexico, and it just came through in the last 6 months because of different things, COVID and things that happened then. And we ended up in Europe with a patent attorney over there in London. And you have to pick the countries you want to be in and pay their fee. So we ended up in four different countries over there. But it's actually a European patent. So that's okay. That's kind of the backstory on that.
And so, you know, you've got patents now filed in multiple countries. You are going, you know, what are your next steps? What are you looking to do? How are you going to use those patents and make them pay for themselves?
Well, we're going to try to get it launched here this month in the U.S., and then we're going to try to contact some overseas places to get it put over there after we see the response here. And we really haven't figured out exactly which way we're going to go with that. I had a company contact us a couple years ago over in England, and they were wanting to market it for us over there, and I still have their contact information, so that's probably the direction we'll go in that area. But Mexico is kind of the trade area, you know, it kind of commingles with the U.S. and so does Canada. And there's a company in Canada I'm in contact with that they told us they would put it in their online sales. So we're going to try to contact them. We're basically going to try to get it launched here, and then we're going to work our way through that.
All right. Well, you've got, you know, you had a day job starting this to, you know, kind of because you had a necessity and you filled it by inventing your Luma ladder. But now, you know, manufacturing and being startup, that's kind of a full-time job too. How do you balance, you know, your existing business with basically a new business?
It's challenging, I can tell you. It really is because I ran a company. I actually turned over I had a plumbing company, and I turned it over to my son, and I still help him, but I'm still involved in it pretty heavily. But it's a challenge. You just got a lot of long hours, and you got to keep pushing. And there's a lot of hurdles in this trying to get it to market. But that's you just don't give up. You just keep pushing along. I was at a show in Louisville several years ago, and I had a guy said, "Never give up." He said, "Because it'll hit eventually," and that's what you have to do. You just keep pushing.
Well, you know, we always say it's like, all right, well, if you're going to be a startup, you've got to be an expert in business. Well, you were running a business, so you certainly have experience in the business part of it. You've got to be an expert in manufacturing. And so, yes, you were in construction, so you kind of know how to build something. But then you've got to be an expert in the marketing part of it, and all of those are full-time jobs.
Yeah. Yes. The marketing's the trick. You know, it is anyway. I didn't know much about, you know, you can market a company, but usually that's on, you know, your word of mouth, or you got, you know, people saying use that company or whatever. It's not like marketing a product. You know, that's a whole different game.
It is. And, you know, when you're marketing locally and people are, you know, using your services, like you said, that's one thing. But now when you're marketing a product that could sell all over the world, that is a whole new challenge.
Yes, it is. It is, definitely.
So, well, if you would like to take a look at IllumiLadder, the website is www.illumiladder.com, and we will make sure that that gets posted on our website so that you would be able to go and find it. This is a wonderful product. You know, it's like, wow, I wish I would have thought of that type of product. So, Tim, thank you so much for being with us today. We are very grateful, and we are looking forward to seeing IllumiLadder out there and in everyone's wheelhouse for you in those dark places. So if you've got a product and you're trying to figure out what to do, follow us and go to the website. You can find out who our sponsors are and what is your next step in the inventing process. Stay with
Thank
us.
You,
we'll be right back with our next guest.
Are you looking for an organic weed control that's people and pet friendly? Are you tired of pulling those persistent unwanted grass and weeds which continue to grow through the cracks in your sidewalk and patio, or even in your favorite flower and shrubbery beds? Bonide has the answer with all organic Burnout Weed and Grass Killer. Burnout Weed and Grass Killer is a fast-acting, all-organic formula. You'll start to see results within 24 hours after application. Burnout is great for eliminating weeds growing in your patio and sidewalk cracks. It can be used for preparing flower beds and vegetable gardens for planting. Burnout can be used just about any place where you need to get rid of grass and weeds. Bonide products are family-made in America. All organic Burnout Weed and Grass Killer is available at your neighborhood farm feed store, hardware store, or garden center, or Bonide.com. That's Bonide.com to locate a retailer near you.
It's obvious the unthinkable is happening. With all the recent media distractions, most folks never saw it coming. But a few did. Their guts told them something very wrong was going on. And now the headlines are proving them right. The people in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. Folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should, too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling three-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells biomass stoves, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, gravity-powered water filters, heirloom seeds, and survival gear that may come in handy soon. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Welcome back to Home Talk USA with Michael King. Do you have questions about your next home improvement project or home repairs? Now you can chat with verified home repair and home improvement experts in just minutes. Get the help you need by visiting HomeTalkUSA.com, one of the best resources for home improvement information around today. Your best life begins with your best home, and there's no place like Home Talk. That's HomeTalkUSA.com. And now, back to Invent America from the number one home improvement radio program in the country, Home Talk USA, with your host, the Cajun contractor Michael King, and his co-host, the Inventor Lady, Rita Crompton.
Hey, everybody. Thanks so much for being with us. We want to make sure that we thank our Genesis Communication Network for being our home. And if you have got any questions at all, reach out. Let us know, because we have got experts who can answer the questions for you if I can't. And today we are talking about international patent filings. The question comes up on a pretty regular basis. Don Satina is our guest. He is a registered patent attorney, and the clients I know who have worked with him have really enjoyed it and appreciated his expertise. So, Don, thank you so much for being with us today.
Thanks for having me on, Rita.
All right. So, filing internationally, believe it or not, I actually had a client this morning I was talking to, and I said, have you filed anything internationally? And she said, I didn't even know I could. So tell our listeners, all right, why would an inventor want to file a PCT, and what is a PCT?
Okay, first, I want to remind your listeners that whether your first application is for a U.S. provisional or a U.S. utility patent, that corresponding foreign patent applications must be filed within 12 months from the date of that first filing, which is called the priority date. And whether to file foreign applications and how to file them depends primarily on where you expect to sell the invention. If you're only planning to sell it in the U.S., your U.S. patent will protect you from copiers, including those importing your invention. If you expect to have significant foreign sales, you should determine on a country-by-country basis where you expect the sales to be enough to justify the cost of obtaining a patent. Now, for filing in one or two countries, direct national filing is usually preferred. However, the more countries you consider, the more sense it makes to file a PCT application, since the big costs like translations, government fees, and foreign agents' fees that you would experience with national filing can be deferred for up to 30 months from the priority date. And the PCT covers 157 countries where you can reserve your right to get a patent.
Yeah, the PCT, the Patent Cooperation Treaty, is almost like an international version of a provisional patent application because it gives you time. Just like the U.S. provisional patent application gives you 12 months to decide exactly what should go into the utility or the non-provisional, the PCT gives you some coverage, and then it gives you, like you said, the 30 months. I think in some countries it's even, 32 months. But I always tell, figure 30 months. It's easier than trying to know specifically which country it is. Sometimes, if you know you're going to be filing or you're going to license it to file and they're going to manufacture it, sometimes filing in that country where it's going to be manufactured is a strategy. But that's, you never know for sure who's going to be the licensee or where you might be filing. So the PCT for some makes sense. And for others, if you just know that the EU is your other area, and like our first, guest this morning, it's like, he lives in Canada. The U.S. was his major market. So that's, his strategy on that. So, time and money are the big criteria on this, correct?
Yes.
All right. So what does an attorney need to file a PCT? What would you ask for? You as the attorney, what would you be asking for?
Well, PCT is not that different from a U.S. application. But once you have filed some form of a U.S. application, then that has to be adjusted to the PCT. And that means you have to change the claims, so that any new features are pointed out using what they call characterized by language. And also, you've probably seen in foreign patents, they use reference numbers in the claims that refer to features that you can see in the drawings. And also another big change is just reformatting the text to the A4 paper size. And then the application is filed electronically. So it's really not so different than the U.S.
No, and it falls into, the parameters of kind of what I've explained to you, some of our inventors, what they're looking for and what an attorney might need to, get them to that next step if that's what they're considering. So it really just depends on, what they need and what they're looking for in their business strategy. So, Don, thank you so much for being with us today. We are always grateful for your time and your insights. I want to thank our sponsors. Kicker Design is one of our sponsors. They do wonderful manufacturing and design work for our inventors. And also CAD CAD Design with Scott Tersey. So if you need some help, you need somebody to do that prototype for you, please give me a call, shoot me an email. We are grateful. And stick with us for a little bit longer, everyone.
Are you worrying about mosquitoes ruining your barbecue? How about those mosquitoes that you have been hearing about in the news, which are spreading that Zika and West Nile virus? Cajun Man here. Let Bonide help you take care of this problem with some easy-to-use mosquito beater products. You see, mosquitoes love wet, damp areas, standing or slow-moving water. If this describes your property, you need to use Bonide's mosquito beater water soluble pouches. They kill the mosquito larvae before they turn into flying, biting adult mosquitoes. Why wait? Start protecting your family today. Stop on your way home to pick up some Bonide's mosquito beater products. Bonide products are family made in America. Bonide mosquito beater can be found at your neighborhood hardware stores, garden centers, or farm stores. So just go to Bonide to find a retailer near you. Again, Bonide products are family made in America.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Welcome back to Home Talk USA with Michael King. Do you have questions about your next home improvement project or home repairs? Now you can chat with verified home repair and home improvement experts in just minutes. Get the help you need by visiting HometalkUSA.com, one of the best resources for home improvement information around today. Your best life begins with your best home, and there's no place like Home Talk. That's HometalkUSA.com. And now, back to Invent America from the number one home improvement radio program in the country, Home Talk USA, with your host, the Cajun contractor Michael King, and his co-host, the inventor lady, Rita Crompton.
Hi, everyone. Thank you so much for joining us today. And I want to let every inventor out there know, and every in person who wants to be an inventor, because there's lots of you. If you've got any questions or you need some help, join us at the Inventor Roundtable meetings. They're kind of like our call-in version of the show. So you can ask questions, and sometimes talking to the inventor next to you is your best resource. Otherwise, you can go to the website and download the Inventor's Galaxy Guide, which is to take you through the different steps of the inventing process. And again, if you need really good service providers, we have them, whether it is Don Satina as a registered patent attorney, Scott Tarsi with CAD Design. He does great prototypes, early stage prototypes for our inventors. And Ticker Design is one of our favorite sponsors. So thank you to everyone who makes this Invent America Show. America Inventors go to place for good information on getting a new product to market. So thank you everyone for your time, and let us know what your questions are. And if you want to be on the show, please fill out the form. It drops right into my email box and we will get you on. Thank you very much, everyone.
Home Talk USA with Michael King is produced by Home Talk Media in association with King's Broadcasting Network and Genesis Communications Network. Broadcast and streamed live from the great state of Louisiana. Host and producer, the Cajun Contractor, Michael King. Executive producer, Michael Melanson. Affiliate and sponsor relations, Joe Sparrow. Comptroller, Sheila Gregoire. Assistant producer, Christian Bethencourt. Board operators provided by Genesis Communications Network. And I'm your announcer, Kevin McCarthy. Music includes King's Creole by Polyphic Arts, Cajun Jam by StockMusic.com, and Zydeco City by Steve Rice. Home Talk USA with Michael King is sponsored by Bonai, pest solutions for your home, garden, and lawn. Decorators, take outdoor living beyond ordinary. Aztec Washer, innovative roofing solutions. Seal it right, seal it tight. Trimislab, replace rotten or missing wood with Trimislab expansion joint repair. Masonry Cosmetics, change the color of any porous masonry with proven masonry staining. Green Products Company, number one in wood preservatives. Preserve, protect, and clean what you value, and most of all, make it last. Bond Product, manufacturers of Instabind, the world's first do-it-yourself carpet binding solution. DeckRite, life is tough. Make your exterior flooring tougher. Thank you for joining us for another episode of Home Talk USA with Michael King. Until next time, visit us at HometalkUSA.com. Your best life begins with your best home, and there's no place like Home Talk. That's HometalkUSA.com.
Yay!
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendovite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendovite was just what I needed to keep me healthy. And Extendovite is all natural. Extendovite was designed for the heart but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendovite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.